guitarist Sam Rollings and saxophonist Andrew Robertson, and they are both members of the Barnett Five, and that's Dan Barnett's band. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Tell us about the background. How did the quintet get together?
Well, we do have a quintet that's worked quite a lot. Dan has a group that does a lot of function work, wedding work, all that sort of stuff. And we got a proposition to go down to Wangaratta Festival to do a season down there. And we put a sort of a new group, wanted something a little bit different that did some music which we hadn't played necessarily for a while, but we'd always pursued, basically the hard bop sort of stuff. And so we jiggled it around a bit, put a couple of extra guys in. We just basically put a new drummer and bass player, which is Ashley Turner, the bass player, and Andrew Dickerson, the drummer. And with that new group, we effectively just visited some music we hadn't played for a long time and got some new material in and workshopped that up and had a great time in Wangaratta. From that, we decided after that we had such great response down there that we figured we'd have a crack at putting a CD together. Hence, we got stuck into the new Paradise Studios, the Billy Field one up at Gosford when he moved his studio up there. So that's where we recorded it.
With the actual album, Little Green Men, what did you set out to achieve with this recording? Like, it sounds like good old hard bop, revisiting some hard bop themes.
Yeah, and as Andrew said, we put the band together to go to Wangaratta, and we put the tunes and the arrangements together, specifically for that. But, it's really just a record of that, and, it all sounded really good, and the new band, and it's sort of, it features Dan in a different way too. Most people would know him as a vocalist. He's a fairly high-profile vocalist, but there's only two vocal tracks on this CD, No Shells, although they will be at the gig. And
right.
Most people would know him as a big band vocalist, yeah. Really.
For those that don't know, he plays the conch shells in addition to the trombone.
That's right.
So that's the No Shells.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, when I was listening to it the other night, I heard, during his vocal tracks, I heard some Joe Bebop Lane in there, and I also heard some Kurt Elling, Mark Murphy.
Definitely.
Happening in there.
Yeah. He actually studied with Mark Murphy.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yep. I think he still keeps in touch with him quite regularly. In fact, we did one of the tracks, one of the originals on this CD, Soup Song, which Dan and I wrote. On the advice of Mark Murphy, decided to take it down a tone. So
that's right.
So, yeah, after we perfectly wrote it to fit all the instruments, Mr. Murphy came in and said, no, okay, Dan, it's not suiting your voice in that pitch. We need to take it down a tone, and there we go.
So. Really? So when the man says it, you take note.
Yeah, yeah.
Guitarist Sam Rollings, I see this album as proof of really of the further potential for exploring hard bop. I really think in Australia, more so than maybe even in America, that it really hasn't been explored as much as what it could have. What are your feelings on that? And does this sort of provide a platform for maybe a backup to this in the same sort of direction?
Yeah, I guess so. It's really just music that we play, and it definitely appeals to people. Like the band that we took to Wangaratta, we had a great response. And, I think that was a big part of the idea of recording it after that, was it was just so well received.
What year did you go to Wangaratta?
2005, I think. Yeah.
Well, especially last year, it was heavily weighted in what you could call, I guess, free jazz or the avant-garde, right. And heavily in favour of improvisation rather than melody.
Mm.
That always provides some sort of relief when you go and check out some hard bop or even bebop. Contrast to that.
Yeah. Well, I think there's also a bunch of stuff on this record. Like, there's the two vocal tracks, and there's definitely some kind of more soul jazz, kind of blues stuff on there, I think. It's something for everyone.
What's it like performing with a drummer as good as Andrew Dickerson?
It's terrible.
He actually says to us, what's it like playing with great saxophone and guitar players?
That's right.
Oh, it's a joy. It's really good fun. Dicko's absolutely devoted to the cause. He's a wealth of jazz knowledge. There's, you can ask him any jazz question, and he'll have an answer for you. So, he's really studied the tradition of the music, right through the whole tradition of the music. So, when you play with Dicko, you get to explore, you get to feel that like you're playing in that style. I mean, I think his real sort of his real love would be that sort of Philly Joe sort of time and Art Taylor sort of. He studied with Art Taylor for a long time. So when you play with him, those are the sounds that come out of the ensemble. It can't be helped, because that's the sound we've grown up with, listening to those Blue Note recordings.
Yes,
with those great drummers, Dicko he carries that sound with him. So you can't help but play in that tradition.
Even when he's accompanying a vocalist that may not be up to scratch, He always has some ability to make that vocalist sound twice as good as what he or she is, and that's in my opinion anyway, without mentioning any names. But you know, he just has a great musical director sort of approach to his jazz drumming, which really brings out the best.
Yeah, I mean, he's a musician. I mean, he's not a drummer; he's a musician.
Mm. Yeah, he's a and musician.
You know, you may not know, but he's a flute player as well. You know, he's
really
that's where I think he started before he even played the drums. Is on flute?
Is that right?
So you know, there's not many too many drummers when you play with them, and at the end of a piece, you'll say, look, that melody is not the right note. You know, that's an A flat, and so that, you know, so you don't get that opportunity. Most drummers sort of wouldn't be aware of that. But
yeah.
That certainly comes into it.
A lot of internationals approaching, about to hit Australia, you're probably aware. Mm-hmm. What's your attitude towards all the fuss they attract when in Australia, when we have so many great artists here that really don't get the number of opportunities to perform that you should?
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame that the scene is the way that it is, but I think it's great that they come, although the ticket prices could be a little less.
Right.
I think
I'd agree with you.
Spend $150 to go and see someone, it's a bit of it's a big ask, but I suppose that's the promoters and people.
Well,
like
it
that.
Is. I even talking about Herbie Hancock, I think it was something like $140 to go and see Herbie.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think I'd seen him here in Sydney, a solo piano at the Town Hall many years ago, and then prior to that I'd seen him in France for about $50 Australian. So you know, I know what you're saying there. It's
great to see those people, and I think as a musician it's important to see those people, you know, but it's a bit rich, it's getting worse too, I think.
Yes,
it's
yes.
not getting any less, that's for sure.
Thanks very much for coming into the studio, guys.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you very much.
My guest, Sam Rollings, guitar, and Andrew Robertson on sax,